Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth podcast for video games. We don't sell lots of them, but I like to talk about them. The Nintendo Switch did good business, according to everybody, including my lying eyes. I went around looking, trying to find one, and just to see if I could see it, and I didn't. Games and controllers exist in way more configurations than I thought, and almost everywhere I go has something different. But I'm reading over 333,000 units sold in Japan in the first 3 days. It's not bad for an off-season console launch. PlayStation 4 added a bunch of games this week, including Too Dark, Clicker Heroes, Darknet, Dino's Kickoff Revival, Disc Jam, a bunch of others. Let's just leave it at that. And the Vita added Gem Smashers, Talisman Digital Edition, Atelier Ferris the Alchemist, and The Mysterious Journey, and Dino's Kickoff Revival. There's a lot of games. Xbox One added Sublevel Zero Redux, Lego Worlds, WRC 6, FIA World Rally Championship, Verdun, Metal Slug, NAM 1975, Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands, and Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3. The Wii U added the Virtual Console Bomberman 64 game. 3DS added Blaster Master Zero, which I'm really trying not to buy because I want to buy it for the Switch, which I don't have. The Switch added a bunch of Neo Geo games, including NAM 1975, Metal Slug 3, Shock Troopers, King of Fighters 98, Wacko Wacko 7, World Heroes Perfect, and other games including Voez, Frontier Days, Founding Pioneers, and of course, Blaster Master Zero. New toys this week, Namco arcade machines are in stock. We have Pac-Man and many other ones, Galaga, Tank Battalion. If you want a 1/12 scale, roughly 6-inch figure sized arcade cabinet, go to Entertainment Earth. Look right now. We've got a bunch in stock. We also got the Alice Madness Returns teapot replica, the Fallout Codsworth pop vinyl figure. Pre-orders are up for the Five Nights at Freddy's Cupcake pop vinyl figure, Final Fantasy VII Cloud Strife mini plush, and Overwatch Tracer Classic Skin Edition Android action figure, which, if you haven't pre-ordered, you probably want to. So check that out. And that's it. I will see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. I hope you have a great weekend and enjoy lots of fun games.